Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mississippi State University Dairy Open House. Hello, I'm Amy Myers and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Mississippi State University Extension Dairy Specialist. Amanda, what is the Dairy Open House at Mississippi State University and who is it targeted to?
The purpose of this open house is to showcase our dairy's new pasture herd and center pivot. Dairy producers would benefit the most from this event, so that's who it's targeted the most to. We all learn something from every farm we go to, so we hope to provide some science-backed answers to common problems that our Mississippi producers incur while dairying. And we hope that producers can take back some of the ideas that we implement on our farms to their farms and will be more successful than they already are.
Who else will benefit from attending this? I understand that it's mainly for dairy producers, but other folks can come too, right?
Sure. Anyone is welcome. I think also extension agents would really benefit from it because they can take that information back to their county and help the producers in their county.
Okay, that's a really good point. And you talked about the center pivot.
So the center pivot is used commonly in crop farming. It's used for irrigation purposes and puts water on the ground to grow crops. But you also can use it as a heat stress abatement technique for dairy cattle. So you can attach a mister attachment to it, which can basically mist the cows and cool them off. So it's a new area of research for pasture dairies, and we are going to be starting a lot of research and looking at how that can help our producers.
What topics will be discussed?
We'll talk about the detrimental effects of heat stress on dairy cattle, the economics of center pivots, how to feed pasture cows, and how to grow good forages for all the animals on the farm, from heifers to lactating cows. And we'll also give a tour of our confinement and pasture operations at the MSU dairy, where our herd manager will discuss what we do to take care of our high production animals. Attendees will not only hear details about what we do, but they'll also get to see everything in action, which kind of drives the points home.
So the summer months, especially here in Mississippi, can really beat us down big time. What's the purpose of having this open house at this time of year in particular?
So cows are very susceptible to heat stress, and we need to be thinking ahead about that. So we're trying to have the event at the beginning of summer so that we can think about that for the rest of summer and producers can implement the ideas that we are doing on our farm if they're interested in doing so before it gets too hot, and also so that they can look at the crops that we're irrigating with the center pivot also.
It's also important to remember where we place these devices and make sure that they're in the shade and that the water coming out is cool. Are all of these things going to be discussed also?
Yeah, we'll talk about management of the center pivot. We've learned a lot in the year and a half since we've had it in, and a lot of things of what not to do. So we will be discussing that so producers don't make the same mistakes that we have.
So does the center pivot also help us as the producers? Does it also kind of cool us off sometimes?
Yeah, you could go under it. I'm sure it would help. But economically, we'll see if it will help. We're still in the process of running the numbers on whether it would benefit producers to put on Mississippi dairies, but hopefully it will help their pocket a little bit.
Talk about how Mississippi is sort of a niche market for these forages that are being encouraged to be grown on farms.
Mississippi has a lot of pasture dairies, and that kind of is our niche, and so we can really capitalize on it, and the center pivot is just one way that might help us to capitalize on that.
Right, because not every state is an ideal state to have a forage-based dietary supplement for cattle, right?
Right. We can grow really good forages here, and we have the land available to do it for the most part, so that really can benefit us.
When and where will the Mississippi State University Dairy Open House be held?
This event will be held at the Mississippi State University Beard and Dairy Research Center on Saturday, May 20th at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided and the program will end at 2 p.m. This is a free event, so no charge for it and no RSVP is required.
How can we find more information?
My cell phone number is 662-769-9941. You're welcome to call me anytime, or you can reach me by email at amanda.stone@msstate.edu. You can also check out our Facebook page, the MSU Extension Dairy, and we will post updates on it also.
Today we've been speaking with Dr. Amanda Stone, Dairy Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.